Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Playground Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket online at WTK.com. 734-998-1050. Open phone lines. Obviously, we talked about the Michigan game and their loss to Penn State, 42-13. Before the break, I mentioned this, and I want to kind of get your guys' thoughts and opinions on this. 734-998-1050. I spent more time watching Game 7 between the Yankees and the Astros than I did the end of the Michigan game. The reason why I bring this up is you've got two teams going to the World Series that have former Tigers on their clubs. Obviously, L.A. handled the Cubs quite easily in five games. Basically kind of did the gentleman's sweep by letting the Cubs win game number four to avoid the sweep. But last night, the Astros knocked off the New York Yankees and are moving to the World Series for the first time since 2005, I believe. Correct, Jacob? You're the baseball guy.
Yeah, it was 05 or 04.
Yeah.
So, they were in the National League.
Yeah, so they move on. They shut out the Yankees 4-0. But the big thing to me that comes out of this, and to me I'm happy that he's going, is Justin Verlander. He not only is going back to the World Series where he's got a capable team of, you know, basically, you know, of winning that elusive world title that he hasn't had, but on top of that too, named the American League Championship Series MVP, pitched phenomenally. He was a stud in those games that he pitched. And in the picture that Brad Galley tweeted out, actually, it's like Justin Verlander in one hand, the ALCS MVP, in the other hand, Kate Upton. He is having a better Sunday than any of us. No, it doesn't matter if you're a Michigan fan, a Michigan State fan, an Alabama fan for that matter. Justin Verlander is winning at life. So the question I want to ask you and the people you can call up to, 734-998-1050, are you happy that JV is going to the World Series even though it's not with the Tigers?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Get JV his ring. He's earned it.
Okay. Tony,
I say yeah. I think he would have been a waste on the Tigers.
No, I don't get me wrong. I agree with that statement. And I know there are some people that are ticked off about the fact that, oh, JV's gone and he's going for a title and it's not within a Tiger uniform. I understand that. But can you be happy for the man that he's going for a title? Can you be happy for Granderson, too, that this is another shot for him to go for a title with the LA Dodgers? Is anyone upset with that matter? Is anyone ticked off that JV is going for a title, not in a Tiger uniform? Is anyone ticked off that Curtis Granderson is going for a title, not in a Tiger uniform? 734-998-1050. And also on that matter, I want to get your guys' thoughts on the new manager for the Tigers and Ron Gardenhire. Babs, I want to start with you because you're the baseball guy. So I want to get your thoughts on the hiring of Ron Gardenhire.
I was kind of, I don't know, I guess I want to be optimistic about the hire. I was just a little confused because, you know, Tigers have been trying to transition to more of an analytical type look going forward, and Gardenhire is not really that way. Now, mind you, I've heard that, you know, he can change, that he's willing to change. We'll see. But I don't know. I guess I was just a little confused with the hire in that sense, with Gardenhire not being so much of an analytical type guy like the Tigers are trying to go for now.
Okay. Tonio, I don't know how much I don't know what your thoughts on the Gardenhire. I don't know what your thoughts, your background on Tigers and baseball and that.
Yeah.
So let me get your thoughts, too.
Not the biggest Tigers fan, but I wasn't that impressed with it, frankly. I mean, I don't expect, there to be, you know, a sea change here with the Tigers' performance, just with the new manager.
Fair enough. That's where anyone wants to call up and bring it up. They want to talk about it, by all means, 734-998-1050. Obviously, Jacob took a phone call, and they didn't want to come on.
Was it two?
Two of them. Were they about baseball? Or was it about...
I didn't even get anything. I got a dial tone, so maybe wrong number. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. My thoughts on this, and Jay-Z actually texted me when the news broke. He doesn't like the hire. And I don't blame them. I'm on the fence about it, because I still think the Tigers are still 3 to 4 years out from actually being a contender in baseball again. I don't think you're going to see any kind of success from the Tigers organization for quite a while. I know we've got some great prospects from all the trades that we made, you know, this season. But you're looking at a team that really, experience-wise right now, it's slim and far in between with what we have talent-wise up at the major league level. Minor league level, you don't want, and this is one thing Jay-Z's always mentioned, you do not want to rush these prospects up if you don't have to. Gardenhire, yes, he did a great job as the manager for the Twins in the beginning part of his managerial career. Then it slipped off. And I don't know if it's just the talent that he had at the major league level or what exactly it was, but it slipped down. It's just kind of spiraled down, out of control. I would have been fine with the hire a couple years ago before we hired Brad Ausmus. If we had brought in Gardenhire instead of Brad Ausmus, I think I would have been happy then. He ended up being the bench coach for the Diamondbacks, and that's where he came from. I think the only other thing that really does surprise me about this hire is the fact that the man is 59 years old. The man looks like he's 79 years old. That's just my observation on that.
It's all the stress those last 5-6 years of being in Minnesota put on him, probably.
I guess. By the way, in case you're listening and you're getting ready for some fantasy stuff, an update coming from Adam Schefter. If you have Leonard Fournette, well, you may want to put him on the bench because he is currently listed out in the game against the Colts. So there's going to be a mad rush for running backs probably as we speak. I'm pretty sure that a lot of stuff's going to start breaking down. 734-998-1050. Let's take another break so we can try to figure out what the hell to talk about next, because I'm kind of lost for words. I really don't want to bring back Michigan talk, because I want to kind of move on to the next week. That's about all I can think about.
Thanks for bringing up Leonard Fournette, though.
Yeah.
Of course, he's on my team, and he's been, like, my best player all year, so.
Well, you're welcome.
Go scramble. I appreciate you, Miz. You know, about an hour and a half before kickoff, that's pretty clutch right there.
Yeah, so that's a way for anyone to get their fantasy league ready, obviously, so get that stuff ready. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll figure something out, see what we talk about. We're a little bit ahead of winners and losers, but I know we'll put our heads together. We'll figure something out. You're listening to The Playground, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.